You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
I'm sure most of us have wondered if the things we've learned on our favorite TV shows will come in handy someday.
Oh, for sure. I think TV is a place where you can learn. I know people call it a bastion of nothing, but I think you can learn a lot.
Well, that was the case for 11-year-old Florida girl Alyssa. So while at a bus stop waiting for her school bus to arrive, Alyssa was working on an art project that included the use of some blue slime. So she's just working on it to pass the time. When she noticed a white van pull up and a man charging after her with a knife in an attempt to kidnap her.
The video of this is jarring.
Yes.
It's brazen and it's in broad daylight. And you're like, it just happened so fast and you have to be prepared.
Well, thinking fast, she fought the attack and was able to escape, but not before she smeared the blue slime from her art project all over his arm.
Nicely done.
And she did this on purpose. It was a trick that she had learned from watching the TV show Law & Order SVU with her mom.
How old is she?
She's 11.
All right. Oh my goodness. I don't know if she'll be watching SVU at 11, but that's a separate issue. Yeah. But in this case, it paid off.
Right. There was an episode that taught how you use whatever is available around you to help mark your attacker.
Interesting.
And that's exactly what she did with the blue slime. And it made it easier for cops to identify and try and find the guy. And sure enough, they did.
No, they did
when
not.
When they found the guy, he still had the blue stain mark from the blue slime on his arm.
That is
amazing.
And they knew
it was him.
Holy cow. Well, there you go. She learned something off of TV, and maybe we all learned something about this to protect our kids a little bit more. That's going to do it. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't think I've ever seen Betty as happy as I did when she came back from her trip to Dollywood.
It was glorious.
Yeah.
It was like heaven on earth.
Like a four-year-old experiencing Disney World for the first time. Like, it was like, if that was your Disney, you know?
Yeah.
And so she was so happy. She didn't even blink an eye at paying $30 for a water bottle,
$40
for a t-shirt, an airbrushed t-shirt.
But it's an airbrushed one, and it has her face on it.
I know.
Worth every penny. I don't regret a thing.
No, and I love that about you. And I'm not even making fun of it, but it did make me start thinking, like, what other celebrities should have a theme park? Because Dolly, you know, who would have ever expected Dolly Parton to like have a theme park? You wouldn't have thought of that.
Her songs don't really convey like a roller coaster.
Yeah. But it's a really good theme park anyway. And so I want us to put our heads together today. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can chime in on this as well because we'd love to get your thoughts. What celebrity should have a theme park and maybe come up with a ride for it? So, Betty Rock, you obviously went to Dollywood, and that's the Mecca for you. But is there anybody else that should have one?
I think Liam Neeson should have one.
Oh, I like this.
And, you know, he's the one that's in those movies, Taken. He's
I have
a particular set of skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think a ride could be where one person gets kidnapped. It's
okay.
Kind of like one of those escape game
right,
type
scary.
Things.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you have to figure out
where they are in the
yeah,
park.
Yeah, you be the Liam Neeson.
Oh, great.
And maybe you carry with you a phone, like a no-tracker phone.
I like it,
a burner
phone.
Yeah.
Okay, I like where you're going with that. Gavin.
I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
I'm going with like a Terminator theme park. And you know how they're at Disney, you can do like the build your own lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
This might be dangerous, but build your own Terminator.
Oh, okay.
Might be dangerous, but
like,
kind of fun at the same time.
I like where you're going with that.
Oh, and that's what it could say as you're
exactly.
leaving.
Yeah.
A little poster
you'll
that says,
you'll be back.
You'll be
back. It's interesting that you guys went with, like, bravado and, like, you know, scary and intense theme parks. I went with Patrick Dempsey World.
Why?
Patrick Dempsey, the actor from Grey's Anatomy. Because of, like, he is somebody that people love. He's McDreamy. Yep. And so I thought of McDreamy World, like it's a small world.
You just learn to smolder while you're there?
Yeah, no, you just ride through like this ride and all the little characters like on It's a Small World are all miniature Patrick Dempseys. I'm telling you, women would love this park.
Really creepy.
Oh, it is, but it women does. Would love this park. Okay, so those are our three options. What is yours? Who, as a celebrity, should have their own theme park? 855-33-WAY-FM. We love when you are on the show with us. You can always chime in. 855-33-WAY-FM. What celebrity do you think should have their own theme park?
Well, the celebrity I think should have their own theme park would possibly be Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore Land. Okay, why her? I mean, she's super sweet and a great actress.
Well, the reason I say that because the last name Barrymore, Barrymore Land, and it could be almost like a berry theme park. Like have different types of berries for different rides and stuff like that. Just, you know, something like that.
Do you have like a strawberry shortcake game? Like, have you ever played that game?
I have before.
You have before. I figured. I could just sense it. He's a big fan.
Sounds like a winner.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Rick. But thank you for being on the show with us.
There's no bad ideas.
That is not true, Rod. Everyone says that, but that is not true. All right, Monica, it's your turn. Impress us. Wow us. Give us your elevator pitch for what celebrity should have their own theme park.
I was thinking something like a 90s boy band thing. You know, like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Learn how to sing like them or dance like them, how they did, you know, all the dances that they made up.
And you can have multiple lands that way. I like where you're thinking.
Yeah.
You could have, you know, a Backstreet Boy world, an NSYNC land. If you want to make it modern, you could have a BTS, you know, so you do like the K-pop exhibit.
And it would be one of those nostalgia things, you know, because I grew up in the 90s, so listening to them was nonstop.
Monica, it would be a theme park full of Karens. Because they're all that same age. But which dance would you want to learn? Because it sounds like something that you're passionate about. I think I would learn NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
And that could be the thing that plays as you leave the park, too.
Oh,
bye,
yeah.
Bye,
yeah,
bye,
yeah.
Bye, 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 bye. Well, I got you down, Monica. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, bye.
Bye.
That's it. Okay.
I don't want to see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye.
So what other celebrity should have a theme park? What do you think?
I've been thinking Elvis World and having a ride called I'm All Shook Up.
That's so good. Betty Rock would go there, too, because she loves Elvis as well.
He was my first celebrity crush, and he has a song called Burning Love. What if it was, like, something to do with a fire?
Jailhouse Rock, an escape game. That could have been cool.
That's right.
All right, Katie, you're up. What celebrity do you think would make for a good theme park?
Okay, so I think that The Rock would have a good theme park.
Oh, yes. I'm a fan of The Rock, actually. I think he's kind of funny, and I think he would make it really cool. What do you think would be, like, a signature of The Rock theme park?
So, just like how Betty got that refillable drink at Dollywood, you could get a reusable cup there, but you get unlimited protein shakes instead of sodas.
Oh, that's so good.
Would you go to it, Katie?
Probably.
Yeah, you would. You'd have an annual membership, let's be honest.
Probably. You're not wrong.
All right, Angie, what do you got? Theme park for a celebrity. Who would it be?
Nicolas Cage. National Treasure, the track's going to be you could, like, steal the Constitution.
Oh, that'd be really cool. Or you could make it more real to life and have a ride where he's avoiding IRS agents. That would be good, too.
Yeah, that would be fun, too.
I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU. ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Women say all the time that men are really hard to buy gifts for. You got Father's Day coming up. You do believe that.
Yes,
okay.
Because you only like expensive things like drones and bikes.
I found out what my wife, one of the presents she was getting me for Father's Day, I was looking up something on my Amazon to see if it was going to be here or not. And I'm like, who ordered a fan like for a bicycle?
Who do that?
Because I was checking my things.
Not only is it hard to buy for you, and then you ruin the surprise.
I didn't mean to. I was like, and she's like, well, I got you that for Father's Day. I'm like, well, I just saved you money. I don't need it.
You told her?
Yeah, I did.
What's wrong with you? You try so hard.
28 years of marriage, you can be honest with each other.
What if she just doesn't get you anything?
That's fine. Like, I'm good. Like, okay. I'll buy it myself, and I'll get what I want. So anyway, this is me helping you as a lady right now. If you're in this Father's Day dilemma and you're not sure what to get, it might not be in time for this year, but you can start planning for next year. Ford has announced its all-new electric F-150. So their big truck that they have.
Electric.
Once again.
What?
That has to be so much money.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
yeah.
no... It's something under $10.
Break it up monthly.
I'm worth it. This starts at $40,000 before options, but it's really nice, and it's something that I would like. I mean, like, I'm not going to return that.
You're not getting anything.
Really?
I want to make sure Marty makes sure you don't get anything.
Ford's being smart because it looks like an actual truck. Remember when Tesla came out with their Cybertruck?
Yeah, it was ugly.
Exactly. It looked like a moon rover unit thing or something. Weird. And it had like Cybertruck as a name. Well, branded the Ford F-150, they are calling theirs the Lightning. So that's kind of cool. That's not bad. But it looks really good. That's the thing. And so it's fast too. It'll be like 0 to 60. And these are things that matter to guys in like 4.5 seconds. So again, if you're on the fence of what to get your guy for Father's Day, I'm telling you, I can't even begin to tell you the difference look on my face between this and the fan. Like big difference. And one is priceless, you know?
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a new thing here. Finish each other's sandwiches, okay? I got inspired by something on TikTok, and it was just people randomly going up and singing a line of a song and then pausing and waiting for some stranger to finish the lyric. So, like this.
So, I put my hands up to play my song.
The Butterfly Flyway.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
On the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. You guys can keep going on that one. That's what I think everyone knows.
You don't
know it?
No.
Really?
Just that first part.
Oh, my goodness. That's one I thought everybody knew. Okay, so speaking of songs not everybody knows, we're going to do this with some of the songs we play here on Way FM right now. So we are each going to pick a song, and we are going to sing you a line, and then all you have to do is sing the next line when we stop that comes after it. That's very simple. If you listen to Way FM all the time, you should know these songs. We're not picking any really weird, obscure songs, and we're picking big parts of the song, so you should know them.
I think the hardest part is going to be the way they're delivered, because none of us are known as like a Mariah Carey or a Whitney Houston or Celine Dion. Yeah. So you're going to have to work with what you get.
Yeah, Betty and Gavin struggle vocally.
I'm
going to be amazing. I feel it in my soul.
He's
going to
think he's going to be amazing.
Right. You will not be able to tell the difference between my performance and the artist that I am imitating. Like, it's going to be that. I'm going to sell it, okay? So that's what we're going to do. 855-33-WAY-FM, but you get one shot, and hopefully you won't crack under the pressure, because it's like one and done, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want a chance to win a prize and you want to play Finish Each Other's Sandwiches with us right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. So we're going to start off with someone who is trained in the art of vocalizing.
Okay.
That is me. This will be my best Michael Tate impersonation from the Newsboys here. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life.
You crushed it, Melody! Oh my goodness, you and I should start a band. That was amazing.
We absolutely should. We'll go on the road.
I'm in. All right, Sarah, it's your turn. Melanie was a big winner there, and based largely on my vocal performance. And so now we're going to Whew, Betty Rock. Betty
Don't
Rock.
Who
that? No, I breathed at the wrong time. Sorry. I was excited. I was an excited breathe. So if you can finish the line when Betty Rock stops singing, you will win a prize as well. So Betty Rock, go for it.
All right, here we go. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it, I couldn't see it.
There was Jesus.
Nice! Wow, Sarah! Like Betty pretty much butchered that, but you got it!
I did not butcher it.
I just got really scared because that was very difficult.
Yeah, but you crushed it.
I know. Moving on. Watch your words, Sarah.
But you did great, Sarah, and you're a winner today on Finish Each Other's Sandwiches on the Wally Show on WayFM.
Great. Thank you so much.
Do you listen to WayFM a lot?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. That will help you out because these are all songs that we play. So, Gavin, we're going to go to you for this one. This might be a little tougher, so here we go. Bust it out, Gavin.
All right, here we go. Because they chip and they nag and they pull at me and every little thing I make up my mind to be.
That one I don't got.
That's the rap part of Lose My Soul.
By Toby Mac.
Sorry.
It's okay. You're going to get another chance. It goes on to say, I'm going to be a daddy who's in the mix. I'm going to be a husband that stays legit. That's what we were looking for. But you got a chance here to redeem yourself here, a bonus round. I'll do this one because I know Gavin threw you off. So here we go. Will I stand in your presence or to my knees will I fall?
Will I stand for you, Jesus? Or do anything at all.
You know what? You got the melody, not the words right, but I think you know what we're going for here. You kind of mixed a couple lines. Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I went for the high note.
Oh,
I can only imagine.
There you go! Oh, now you're just showing off. Leslie Dunn, Lauren. Oh, you know what? That qualifies. That counts. You're a winner today.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for all that you do. I really do know these lyrics. I'm just shaking and nervous.
Right now, look, no one's doubting your faith except Betty, okay? WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we have a thing in addition to our show called The Aftercast, and it's where we do content that's original and it doesn't even make the show here. And if you ever want to sign up for it, it's free, and you can get it wherever you get podcasts or at wayfm.com/Wally. And we have more time there to really delve into things, you know, because we're not on the clock, we're not playing any music there. And so on The Aftercast, we get into some of the deeper life stuff, and somehow we got all the way down into my psyche. The other day, and why I do some of the things that I do. And Betty and Gavin jumped in there, and they actually made me see some things in a different light and in ways that I had... You put into words something that I felt but hadn't been able to articulate. And so this might be a little jarring. I apologize. But it's real and it's honest. And so here's a sample of what you get at The Aftercast. When I share stories about my past radio stuff, I don't talk about the Hurricane Katrina victims we helped. I only talk about the stuff that was mischievous or salacious. Like, that's the only stuff I talk about. And I don't know why I do that.
You like being looked on as the...
Tough.
Like you,
yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting.
That's it.
You use the word tough.
Yeah.
Okay, so when, I don't know, I can't speak for Gavin.
Oh, here comes her psychology from Colorado Christian University. Bring it, come on!
The word tough is never coming into my mind.
What comes into your mind? I'm curious.
Narcissistic.
Okay, I got that. I got a little.
Selfish.
I got a little dose of that.
Selfish?
Yeah, oh, both. I have to watch out for that.
But see, you say that with a smile on your face. That's what I don't understand.
Because
there's
honest.
A lot of things, but you find... pride in.
How do you want people, like, when you tell those stories, like, how do you want people to react?
Maybe I'm hoping they see the juxtaposition of who I was and who I am now, because believe it or not, people, this is a better version. This is a better version.
A part of me thinks you want them to be impressed.
Yes, you're right about that, too.
Or to at least, like,
impressed with the creativity, at least.
That, or in some weird way, think you are still capable of it. Or
yes!
Still capable, not capable
this
of, like, awful,
good.
But...
This is good. Gavin just really jumped in on something here, because in some ways, coming here and doing this job, because I have a real dark sense of humor, and here everything is clowns and puppies, unicorns and rainbows, yeah. Everything's great, and everything's positive, and it's all sweet and sugary. People want me to be that, and in my soul, I'm not that. And so I think you really hit on it. By telling some of that stuff, it's like I want people to think he's the antithesis of that stereotypical Christian radio sycophant that is just disgustingly sweet.
Like, so it's insecurity.
I can't stand that.
Because
so,
you
yeah,
don't want people
I don't
to think
be seen that way.
You don't want to be seen that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good one. Wow. We have done some work here today, people.
This is the closest he'll come to going to counseling.
Yeah, this
sadly,
is it.
Sadly, we have to be his counselor.
Betty had to get a degree from Colorado Christian University just to get me to talk to somebody. So there you go. A little bit of honesty, and that's what you always get on the Aftercast. And if you ever want to check it out, man, we'd love to have you be one of our potties. That's what we call our podcast people. And you can check it out wherever you get your podcasts, or for free there at wayfm.com. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and apparently the therapy continues for me here. We were talking about like something we did on the Aftercast where Gavin and Betty actually kind of broke me down a little bit and why I do some of the things I do, like share the worst parts of me with people. And like Betty says, you almost take pride in that. Like,
you do. You tell the stories where
the
others would be ashamed of it. You brag about them.
Well, it's kind of like my sense of humor, like with you personally, like my sense of humor and with my friends is darker, and it's that wrong thing, that thing that no one else would say, but they're thinking it.
Yeah.
I think that's what my radio experience
has been.
You
assume everyone's thinking.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
See, once again.
So you have an email of somebody else jumping into the psychology pool?
Yes. So I got an email from Cayenne, and she heard about how you like to brag about your bad, horrible stories. She said, that's a very common thing for eights to do, and she's referring to the Enneagram, because Wally is an eight. It's a control thing, because he can control the hurt that is showing, but it also is a way of testing people to make sure that they are loyal.
Yep.
The best way I've heard it explained is that they show you their worst parts before they can show you their heart.
Yes, absolutely. Like that's what in this job, like people told me a long time ago, like my like talent coach was like, look, you know, you need to open your chest up more and show your heart, because you're funny and you do all the other stuff, but like the heart thing is harder for me to show to people. And so, yeah, I lead with my bad, because I figure in a weird, twisted way, I figure if they can handle that, like that's my worst. So if you can handle that and I can trust you with that, then I know you're here that I can trust you with, like, my heart, opening my heart to you. See?
That is... I see where you're coming from, but typically...
Be careful when you're judging. I'm in a session right now.
I would assume...
Like
you're
a good psychologist.
No, because if this is a session, you're paying me then. No. I would say that you typically, people like to put their best foot forward.
Yes.
You like to put your worst foot forward.
I know. It's the weirdest thing.
So the bar is set real low.
Exactly.
And maybe it's, once again, I always come back to the word insecurity.
Right.
Because I think it all comes back to you as insecure.
Maybe so. I admit that. I have a bravado that I'm not, but I think deep down inside, we all have insecurities. And this is just me sharing my heart, sharing my truth with you. Now I go for the joke because that's how I can't ever stay in the serious.
You can't end on something serious.
No, I can't. That's another problem with me. We'll get into that next week. Have you ever left a big life decision to the flip of a coin? Probably not. Hey, it's Wally, but that's where I'm kind of at right now. I've been looking for a new house for quite a while and just haven't found anything that works. So my wife and I started talking about doing some renovations and making our current home into our dream home. So I have a coin here, and this is going to be our decision. Heads, we keep looking for a new house. Tails, we refinance and renovate. But the best part is, no matter how the coin lands, I know I'm still going to win, because United Faith Mortgage can help me with a new home loan or refinancing. So here we go. There you go, heads. Good news, honey. We're getting a new house. That was fast, easy, and stress-free, and that's how United Faith Mortgage works. They are faith-based and family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, so they can save you time and money, all the while making the process of getting a mortgage or refinancing painless. Leave nothing to chance. Check out United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. License in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If you don't speak geek,
me, nerd, stands for not even remotely dorky. So thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. We can explain it to you. It's the Wally Show.
Gavin, what you got?
I think we've all been down that rabbit hole one at one point or another where we've like Googled whatever our health symptoms are at that point. And then you're at that point at the end of the trail where it's like, you only have days to live.
Yeah, yes. That's Betty Rock.
Oh, it's so bad. I can put in there headache and it'll tell me, well, it's your last headache.
Yeah, you've got a brain tumor.
Like, yeah.
I've watched her spiral. You've done a lot better at that recently, like in the last
year. Don't jinx
year.
Me.
Sorry. But yeah, I think keeping you off WebMD. Like one time I walked in and I saw her typing in WebMD and I just poured my whole drink on her laptop. I'm like,
you don't need it.
It's better. We'll get you another
just
one.
Don't ever do it. Don't do it.
Well, something cool that Google is working on to help people find better and more accurate diagnosis for what their experience is. They're working on an AI system that will be able to analyze photos and will be capable of diagnosing up to 280 skin diseases.
Okay.
Starting with skin.
Like, I can look at things on my arm. I'm different than a lot of people, though. Like, I'll look at something on my arm and go, oh, that's interesting. That's new. Oh, well, and I just move on. Like, Betty will obsess over that and be like, it has to be skin cancer, and I must get this checked, and I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's gonna analyze things from, like, acne to, like, melanoma.
Oh, wow.
And you'll take that photo, and again, they said that it's not going to replace what an actual specialist will be able to tell you, but it will provide a better foundation for finding a more accurate thing for you to go, oh, okay, that, it says it could be that, maybe I should book an appointment versus, oh, cool. Yeah. Maybe it'll go away. Go
That's you know what? I'd much rather have it that than all the face recognition tracking me in stores and trying to sell me stuff.
Well, and don't you know there's probably a lot of doctors out there that are like thankful for this IA or AI, whatever communication because they don't have to look at all those pictures.
I'm tired of looking at you. I don't know. I think doctors hate WebMD because most people come in self-diagnosed. Like they walk in the doctor's office and they're like, okay, I was on WebMD. Yeah. I found I have this and this. I know I'm dying. What do I need to do? And they're like, all right, well, you actually have a hangnail and you're gonna be fine. It's not infected.
Get out of my office.
Yeah, I bet this drives them crazy, but that's a great advancement, I think, for people, at least a good starting point to see where this is gonna go. Thank you, Gavin. FM, this is the Wally Show, and you may not be aware of this, but you know how they have days, you know, of the week that are the national day of this, the national day of that. This is the National Memo Day. But as I started thinking about this, I'm like, oh, okay. There's so many times that you hear that phrase, I didn't get the memo, you know, and like the other day I saw a guy in jean shorts. And so apparently jorts are back, but I didn't get the memo. And so I have cut off all of my skinny jeans to live in that world. You know, I'm happy about that.
That's unfortunate for all of us.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Those of us that have to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I'm a slave to fashion. What can I say? You know, I was told the other day by someone that I was a disappointment to them because I shared an opinion. You know, and so I was unaware that we all had liked the same thing. Didn't get the memo, apparently. Yeah. That true story. And so that's what we're going to do right now is the thing that you didn't get the memo on. Okay. Doesn't have to be fashion. It could be anything. Gavin didn't get the memo on tires.
Oh, yeah. I have to replace my tires here soon.
He was shocked.
In my head, I'm like, I think I might spend a couple $100 on these. But in my head, I'm like, okay, yeah, $50 for a tire makes sense. And then you revealed to me that I'm lowballing it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like $400 for your tires. Easy. Yeah. He didn't get the memo. He's never bought tires before.
Nope. Oh, Gavin, you're so young.
I know. Dad always did it for him, and now it's like, hey, big boy time. All right. So that's what we're going to do with you right now. Okay. What is that thing in your life that you just apparently didn't get the memo on? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take yours right now. What's yours, Stacey?
Well, I'm 59, and I don't mind sharing that because I gave you a fake name. but I was told that I don't laugh like I'm 59. I was like, I did not get that memo.
I didn't know there was a way that 59-year-olds laugh. I didn't get the memo on that. But you have a great laugh, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Maybe that's—I don't know. I guess it's younger than it should be.
I'm thinking, as a 59-year-old, maybe the laugh should be a little bit more raspy and more
mature laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like.
There you go.
There you go. Now you're age-appropriate laughing. What's yours, Becky?
Okay, well, I have teenage daughters, and I told them that they needed to get their chores done before they were allowed to do anything else. And they informed me that I needed to stop bossing them around, which I totally missed that memo.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm still mom here, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do.
Correct. And you might not have gotten this memo, but your phone is shut off.
FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the ways we communicate creatively now is through the use of memes, and I love them. A good meme, a well-crafted meme, speaks volumes to my soul. And so Betty Rock spends a lot of time online here at work, part of her job, and so we're like, hey, while you're there anyway, why don't you be a meme girl for us and share some of the memes that you have found that you just love.
Oh, there's so many, but I'll start with this one. So it says, we're lucky COVID happened in 2020. Imagine this happened in 2003. Months in your house with a Nokia playing Snake. Can you imagine
great.
Your old phone?
I know. It would have been like, I don't even want to think about that. I can't even think
right,
about
that. Right, now we have smartphones and we can do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
My top three assumptions when my doorbell rings. One, murderer.
Yes.
Two, police telling me everyone is dead.
Yes.
Or three, that book I ordered about positive thinking.
That's great. I love that.
So many good ones.
Yeah. Okay. So Betty Rock always posts these on our socials and stuff, and you can see them there.
Yes. You can search Wally Show on Facebook or Instagram. I have them posted on our stories. You'll see like this little bubble at the top.
Yeah.
And it has a little blue circle around it. Pop onto that, and you will just settle in for a good entertainment time.
And then share them with other people, because that's a lot of fun, because they're really good. So there you go. That's our meme girl for today. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's always great when you hit Friday and you're in a time machine hurtling back in time, musically speaking. And today our pilot is Tracy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, so good. Are you a pretty good time machine driver? Have you ever had any tickets or anything?
No tickets.
Oh,
no,
that's good.
I think
okay.
I'm pretty good.
Well, I trust you. Okay, well, everything is off to a great start here with Tracy. So, Tracy, what song do you want to hear?
I'll Take You Back by Jeremy Camp.
Ooh, and you're going to take us back back in time to 2004.
Ooh.
That's a little bit ago. It doesn't seem like that long ago, but that's a long time ago.
And if you were wondering what kind of stuff was going on in 2004, it actually was the release of Passion of the Christ.
No way.
Which is such a big movie. And then also, the Olympics were taking place in Greece, like the original place where the Olympics took place.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice. I remember when the Passion of the Christ came out, because I was working at a mainstream radio station, and I convinced a friend of mine who I co-hosted with to go, and he walked out like 10 minutes into it. He just always had like a bent against Christianity, and then when you had to read everything, he was like, I'm done.
And now they're making a sequel to it, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is a rumor of that, so look for that. All right, Tracy, so why did you want to go to 2004 with I'll Take You Back from Jeremy Camp?
Every time I hear that song, it just reminds me of when my children were younger, and my two oldest boys are about 2.5 years apart, and they fought a lot every time we got into the vehicle. So when I would play that song, about mid-song, they would be busting out singing instead of fighting. So
oh, really?
It just brought back the memories.
Music calms a savage beast, even if there are
exactly.
kids in your back seat. That's crazy.
Exactly.
I wonder if it's because they thought there was a chance if you stopped the car to get them to stop fighting that Jeremy Camp would show up and beat them up, because he's huge.
Or be threatened with a flip-flop in the front seat.
Oh, yeah. Moms are deadly accurate with flip-flops, man. It's crazy. They can actually throw one around a corner and still take you
like
out.
Like a boomerang.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Tracy, I love it. This is a great song, and we still play so much Jeremy Camp music. It's nice to go back in time and catch one of the oldies but a goodie. It's I'll Take You Back from 2004 for Tracy on Flashback Friday.
Thank you so much.
The reason why I stand, the answer lies in you. You hung to make me strong, though my praise was few. When I fall, I bring your name down, that I have found in you.
Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Poll in the room. Who has seen Mission Impossible?
All of them. Like, I love the Mission Impossible
I've done
franchise.
None of them.
Oh! Seriously?
None of them. But I think it's safe to say that even if you haven't seen Mission Impossible, you know that scene where Tom Cruise is being lowered by cables into the CIA headquarters vault.
I know the one you're talking about. He's wearing all black, everything's white, he's coming down from the ceiling.
Sweat dripping from his nose.
Yeah, Geico has even made a parody of that commercial. Yes. That's how much Gavin and I know this.
Okay, it sounds like you're very passionate
about it.
How
much we want to try
it. It's great.
Well, it turns out that shot took a good long time to get right because Cruise was having a hard time balancing his body without hitting his face on the floor. You know, he's inches from the floor, but he kept being lowered, and they were just doing it so many times and kept just hitting his nose. So to solve the issue, Cruise went around asking for spare change, and he put that change in his shoes, and that was helpful to counteract the weight.
Oh, yeah.
And the very next take, they got it right.
Brilliant. Oh, how funny. Yeah, because he's like kind of has a harness on that's making him fulcrum from the waist. And so he needed a little bit of extra weight in his shoes. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy that it just took some change. Was the difference in not hitting your face and hitting your face was like a quarter. Like that's a big difference. And when you've got $1 million face, it's kind of a big deal.
Coming from you, that
is a big deal.
Says a lot.
Like, yeah, I look like I've been hit in the face with $1 million.
No, that you're mentioning Tom Cruise and how he's got a beautiful face.
He does have a beautiful face. He's striking, Tom Cruise is. So.
And on that note.
Yeah, we're going to finish this up. There you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's no secret working moms are amazing. The schedules they balance and the time and love they give to their kids is awe-inspiring. But over the last 15 months of the pandemic, more than 2 million women have left the workforce, citing childcare demands as the primary reason.
That makes complete sense, because a lot of the childcare does fall on the mom.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's a professor at MIT, which is a well-known big school, and not cheap either. He didn't want to see one of his grad students have to drop out because she had a baby. And so this professor who runs a research lab actually put a travel crib in his lab's office to help Karen, who's the mom of a 10-month-old.
That's
so
great. That's
yeah,
so
little sweet. Katie, she'll bring her in on certain days and plop her in the thing and do her lab work.
And he was really supportive of it. Like, you would think, oh, he's just doing this to be nice. No, he was actually looking forward to it because he called it a win-win, where he gets to watch her daughter and she gets to come back to school. So it's a win.
And they make sure that when she's working with carcinogens, the baby's not around. around. That's very important.
That is
on those
smart.
On the big lab days, you know, so they're taking that into account. But here's what I'm curious about. Like, as a single mom or just even a working mom, sometimes companies are very calm mom dating to you. Uh-oh. And see what I did there?
Mom
dating.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, where they can like help you as you, especially after COVID, are integrating back into your normal routine in life. And I'm just curious if you and your, like, if your company has got it right, or maybe someone you know, like their company, went above and beyond for moms to kind of not lose them, you know, as what's happened with a lot of these moms since COVID hit. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear something good that maybe you've seen a company do to help a mom out who's kind of in this predicament.
You can search Wally Show on Facebook and you can get in on these conversations, because I did post this question on our Facebook. We had Kathy comment. She said, I had my wisdom teeth out years ago and was not handling the meds very well. My husband was still at work and I had to take care of the kids still. Her boss came over with 7-Up and crackers, got nice. Her kids ready for bed and even put them to bed. Said she treated us like family, and I was so thankful.
Wow, that's great. Like, she yelled at my kids for me to go to bed. Like, how great is
that? Put your jammies on now!
That's one of those things, like, where you're a mom, and, like, somebody comes in and is filling out in for you. You are so thankful for them to do that. Like, it makes a big deal.
That's right.
But then when your little angels go right to bed for her, and they fight you every night, that's got to be something that just drives you insane.
It does. And also, too, the moms just don't have sick days.
Yeah.
You know, they just, they don't get a day off, so for the boss to step in and do that, that means so much to her, I'm sure.
Have you ever experienced that?
I most definitely have. Due to the pandemic in Oregon, a lot of companies were closing down, having everyone work remotely. So our boss decided that the kids that were working online were interacting with the adults that were trying to work at home also. So he created a safe workspace for those families' children.
So how did he do this?
It's very creative thinking outside the box. It's a construction company, so the families were allowed still to be at home working, but they would take their children into the shop and socially distance. They were 6 feet apart, or still are, I should say, and the teachers there enhanced programs and helped the students, whereas the parents were the ones at home working.
Oh my goodness, that is a big flip of the script. So the parents stayed home, the kids went to your job, basically, and did their schoolwork.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I've not heard of anything happening like that.
I would say that's not even going above and beyond. That's going above and beyond. Yeah.
I could see him being like, okay, kids, field trip, and he takes them out to the construction site. This is a shovel. We're going to learn about physics. Start shoveling. Play FM, this is The Wally Show, and we are doing our great grocery giveaway where you can win $1,000 in groceries for you and then $1,000 to bless somebody else with. And it's a really fun thing, and I love getting to give it away. And right now, we have Carrie on the phone. She cannot hear us, and she does not know why we have called her. So let's have a little fun here. Terry, how are you today?
I'm great.
Terry, have you been entering our great grocery giveaway every day?
I certainly have been.
How many times, ballpark it, do you think you've turned in one of those code words?
Probably about 12.
About 12? Okay. Well, I got to tell you, I don't know which one of those 12 times paid off for you, but it did. You're a winner.
I prayed about it, and the Lord came through.
There you go. I love that. Provision, man. And so you actually won $1,000 in groceries for you. And get this, you're also going to be able to bless somebody else with $1,000 of groceries. That's got to feel pretty good, too, huh?
It feels great, and I'm starting to cry.
Oh.
Cry in a good way.
Does anybody come to mind that you're thinking, oh, wow, they really could use this blessing in their life?
Absolutely. My niece, Courtney. I'm a single mom, and she's a single mom, and she needs this. And that's what I prayed about, because I want her to be blessed.
Oh, wow. I love your heart behind this. I love that it's more exciting for you to win for her than even for the $1,000 in groceries for you.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that you like to splurge on when you shop for you, though, that you like a lot of times will pass up?
To tell you the truth, I'm disabled, and my two sons live with me, and they're grown now. They're in their 20s, and my younger son is working hard, and he pays for the groceries, and I would like to give him that to spend, not just the things we need, but a little bit extra.
Oh, well, that's so great. I love that. It meets a need for you, too, as well as Courtney. So, man, congratulations. This could not have gone to a better winner today, and I'm so happy for you. And thank you for listening to WayFM and being part of our great grocery gift away.
Thanks so much.
Random acts of audio.
YFM, this is The Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Gavin. He was online searching some things, and you came across this little ditty. What do you got?
Yeah, it was an interview with Dr. Fauci and this reporter that he was talking.
Oh, are you going to be political, Gavin? Please, no not, politics.
Not in this scenario. The reporter was actually asking
you
him.
You said Fauci. you're getting political on me.
Don't be one of those people.
I know. Well, that's what I have to deal with.
But this reporter that he was talking to was explaining to Fauci that his favorite thing to do is to go to a gym and play like a pickup basketball game.
Fauci's is?
No, the news reporter.
I was like, he's 80.
No, I know.
He's ancient, but he's saying like, when could we possibly be close to doing that again? Because we've been in this COVID world, okay. We haven't been able to do that. And he asked him, when are we going to be able to do that again?
Right now, given the guidelines, if you're vaccinated and I'm vaccinated, we can play a pickup game tomorrow. I'll probably destroy you, but that's okay. But we could play a pickup game tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, Fauci.
I love his confidence. That's 80-year-old confidence talking right there,
now,
man.
Now, if he was talking to you, I'd be like, oh, yeah, Fauci will definitely beat you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm scared of that 80-year-old. There you go. That's going to do it for your random acts. Thank you, Gavin.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.